Hi, I'm Caleb Watts and I'm from Sacred Heart Catholic Primary School. And first we have Conway Bennett's Menace and Brady Meek talking about what they like from Sacred Heart.
Hi, my name is Brady and this is my best friend Conway.
Over the holidays, Mr. Bennett put up some goalposts on either side of the oval. The oval is about 120 metres long by 30 metres wide. The goalposts have nets to keep the balls from hitting the kinders. At our school, we have a church that we use for masses. It has a loft for the choir and Mr. Nass. There are a lot of pews and under them are the heaters that get really warm. On top of the church, there is a steeple with a rooster at its super tip. During term 3 and 4 of 2013 and term 1 of 2014, the new buildings for Prep Year 1 and Year 2 were built. The colours of the buildings are grey, green, white and black. At our school, we have buildings for each class. Grade 3 and 4 buildings are at the top, while grade 5 and 6 are down the bottom. Near grade 3 and 4 buildings are the grade 1 and 2 classrooms. Under the grade 1 and 2 classrooms are the prep classrooms.
Thank you, Conway. I just want to like to add my favourite things that make our school special. At lunchtime, we have Woolworks twice a week. We also have chess club on Wednesdays and games days on Tuesday. This is all from myself, Brady and Conway. Goodbye.
Thank you, boys. Now we have Sierra DiMeo and Sienna Foster talking about the Premier's Reading Challenge. Take it away, girls.
Hello, my name's Sienna Foster and this is Sierra DiMeo. On the 10th of June, we have started the Tasmanian Premier's Reading Challenge. We need to read 10 books in 10 weeks. Every book you read, you will receive a sticker from your teacher. Prep to Grade 6 are reading for a Premier's Challenge. If you have read 10 books, you will receive a certificate from the Premier in Term 4. Premier's Reading Challenge goes from the 10th of June to the 18th of August 2014. If you read more than 10 books, there's another space to fill in, or you might have to ask for another booklet from your teacher. You will receive a bookmark, a bracelet, and a booklet to put your stickers in. Write a book review on the website and you could win a prize. There are 6 prizes to be won every week. Finish the challenge and you have the chance to win a $100 book voucher, and there is 3 to win. So grab a book and start reading. By the way, our teacher, Mrs. Simons, is the best teacher ever.
You don't have to be grown up to be on City Park Radio. Every Thursday afternoon, the kids are in
iPads in grade 3.
Hello, I am Isabella Davey.
And I am Emma McLeod.
Today we are going to talk to you about iPads and how we use them while we are at school.
Everyone in both our grade 3 classes at Sacred Heart School, Launceston, has their own iPad to work on. You get to do lots of things on the iPads. We can make books, movies, type documents, share our work, insert pictures from the internet, and lots more.
That is right, Emma. And when we complete most of our work, we do it on an app called Google Docs or Drive. This is great because we did not have to save our work. It does it all by itself. It is also terrific because our teacher links up to it and he can mark and write comments to you.
I think the best thing about having an iPad is everybody gets one to learn things on. This means we can use them all at the same time and no one misses out. It also means that we can practice on them whenever we want and get better at doing lots more things.
I think the best thing about having an iPad is everyone can get to learn how to work technology. With technology all around us in our world, it is important that we know and learn how to use it properly, sensibly and safely. Already this year, we have become so much better at using it, editing, inserting and so on. We are very lucky. We will all be experts by the time we finish primary school.
Yes, we are very lucky. Another important part of using iPads in our classes is knowing and following all the rules. These rules are very important.
Some of these rules are respecting and treating them carefully, not being on them too late in the evening, no charging them up in your bedrooms, using them responsibly and not to be mean.
Well, we hope you learnt a little more about iPads and how we use them at our school.
Thank you for listening. We had a great time talking to you all. You have been listening to Isabella Davey
and Emma McLeod. We are now going to play one of our favourite songs for now.
It's from Frozen. It's Let It Go from India Menzel.
Snow glows white on the mountains above.
Next we have Abigail Vanika and Shay Nichols talking about Sacred Heart's Got Talent. Oh, our teacher Mr. Hood is so talented.
Hi, my name is Abigail Vanikirk. I'm going to tell you about Sacred Heart's Got Talent. Sacred Heart's Got Talent is when some students come together and show their talent. Sacred Heart's Got Talent is for any student in Sacred Heart to participate. It is a very fun activity to do for any student. Sometimes it may be funny and amazing. As Sacred Heart's Got Talent, you have to be judged by your grades class. Example, grade 3. The people chosen from every grade will show their talents to the whole school at the end of the term. I'm so excited because I'm going to participate in the audition. I'm now going to see some examples of what some people might do. They can dance, they can sing or play an instrument, or they can do something funny like juggling.
Hi, my name is Shane. I'm talking about Sacred Heart's Got Talent show. At Sacred Heart, students are all encouraged to enter a performance. You can choose to dance, sing, do plays, comedy, play an instrument and show what you can do best. Our teachers also put on a show which can be very funny. Sacred Heart Got Talent is good for everyone to have fun and build confidence. Sacred Heart Got Talent is good for us kids to have fun times with our friends. I love my school. That's all. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, girls. Next, we have Maya Dowd and Alice Jones talking about our solar pizza box ovens that we have been making in grade 3. We're here to teach things.
Hi, I'm Maya Dowd. At school, we've been making a solar pizza box oven. It turned out to be a good solar pizza box oven, and this is how you make one. The first step is to assemble the pizza box. Step 2, draw a square on the top and cut it out. Step 3, wrap foil around the top lid to reflect the heat. Step 4, wrap glad wrap around the middle of the pizza box, top and bottom.
Step 5, put glad wrap on the base to absorb the heat.
Now test your solar pizza box oven out on a bright sunny day.
And then after a while, your food will be ready.
That's how you make and use your solar pizza box oven.
We don't know the temperature of our oven got up to,
because we haven't had a sunny day.
We wish that there was TV so you could see our ovens.
But we do hope that you enjoyed our talk.
Oh, and we think Mr. Hood is the best teacher in the whole universe. Yeah. Also, Mr. Hood is making us say good things about him.
Thanks, girls. And I'm sure Mr. Hood would really like those comments.
You're listening to School's Out on City Park Radio.
Now we have Lauren and Emma Wright and Grace Campbell talking about the school band. Ooh, I really want to play an instrument in the school band.
Hi, my name is Emma Wright. This is my sister Lauren Wright and my friend Grace Campbell. And this afternoon we are going to talk about the school band and strings program. I play violin in the string program in the beginners group. My teacher's name is Mrs. Brown. I like violin because it is fun. You have a choice of violin or cello. It is a great opportunity. I am doing a soiree on Tuesday. My group and I are playing Hot Funky Buns, and I am playing a solo. My solo is called Mary Had a Little Lamb. Strings is held at the Old Hall at 9:30 every Friday. There are beginners and advanced groups. In the beginners group, there are two groups. The group before my group starts at 9:30 and finishes at 10:15. My group starts at 10:15 and finishes at recess. The girls' names in my group are Lily, Soraya, Shay and I. All grade 3 to 6 from Catholic schools can play strings. Hi, I am Lauren Wright and I am going to talk about the school band. In school band, you get the opportunity to learn a new instrument, get a new instrument and learn it. Only grade 3 to 6 is can go. You can choose out a flute, trumpet, clarinet, saxophone, trombone and percussion. The teachers are very nice even if you don't practice. The teachers' names are Miss Moore, Miss Maguire, Miss Johnson and Mrs. Dennis. They teach you heaps of cool songs. I play flute. My teacher is Miss Johnson. I am in beginners. Miss Moore organises bands. It is very popular. There are all girls in my flute. Their names are Maureen, Alice, Isabella, Georgia, Miley, Emma, Sienna and I. Band starts at 11:30 just after recess and it finishes just before lunch at 12:30 or 12:50 on a Thursday. We did a soiree last night. We played Merrily We Roll Along and Hot Cross Buns. The band played excellent pieces.
Hello, my name is Grace Campbell. Today I'm going to be talking with you about the Sacred Heart Catholic Primary School Strings Program. The strings program is very good with beginner strings people and people that have been playing strings for a while. Now, I may not be in the strings program, but I know that it is very good. I do my violin at my teacher's house. She is the same person that does the strings program at Sacred Heart School, so I know that she is very good. My teacher has taught me to fly through all of the violin books. I do my violin on Mondays 4:30 to 5 o'clock. My mum said that I should practice every night to get better. Everyone knows that practice makes perfect. I know that Sacred Heart School is lucky to have a good strings program and that I am lucky to have lots of support with my violin. In the strings program, you can play violin or cello. There are lots of people from Sacred Heart that are in the strings program and you can do it too. So get playing, people. By the way, Mrs. Simons is the best teacher ever.
Thanks, girls. Now we have the song Not Giving In by Rudimental featuring John Newman and Alex Clare.
And I am Jackson Northeast. In the morning from Tuesday to Thursday we have daily PE. It is basically like sport but we do it in our houses like young. There is four activities. Jackson is going to do the other two.
Ranging. There is two different children showing different flexes. Sometimes we play Simon Says if the video isn't working. I think we should keep brain gym because it keeps our brains active.
Running. In running we run laps around our school and we get better at running. Doing running helps us run long distances. Running also helps us get very fit and healthy. We also run together.
There is also dancing. We do dances we know like the chicken dance and the Macarena. We always have fun doing the air guitar and grease lightning.
The last activity is skipping. In skipping we can skip any way we like. One of the ways would be skipping in a group or skipping and then making the skipping rope twist or skipping backwards or skipping with your eyes shut or you can run and skip. I think that daily PE is a good thing to keep at our school because it gets us active and gives us a good start to the day. That is why our school is the best. And by the way, Mr. Jones is the best principal. We hope you like listening to us.
Thanks, Jackson and Lockie.
I agree. Now we have Mean by Taylor Swift.